Blue Sky Broadcasting presents The Descent, starring Shauna McDonald as Sarah, Natalie Mendoza as Juno, Alex Reed as Beth, and Saskia Mulder as Rebecca. The film's written and directed by Neil Marshall. It's voiced by Tim Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency. A mountaintop covered in fir trees is silhouetted against the sky. Three young women are in an inflatable dinghy, whitewater rafting down a far slower river that cuts through the forest. A little girl and a man watch from the riverbank. The little boat plunges down the rapids. It slows down, turns, and descends again. The boat drops down the final rapid. The girls look exhilarated. The man is clapping and the girl waving.
Hey guys!
Oh, Jesse!
Yay!
A dark-haired woman stands up in the boat. Another of the girls pushes her backwards into the river. The dinghy is paddled up to the bank. The man holds an oar out to the woman in the water.
Go on, Paul, fish her out.
There.
A blonde-haired woman rushes up to the little girl.
Jesse, Jesse.
Oh, come here. Oh, baby.
She looks down at her companion tying up the boat. The man is taking off the dark-haired woman's helmet.
Come on, Jesse, it's freezing. Let's go back to the car.
Come with your daddy. I'll just help the girls.
It's okay, you go on. We can finish up here.
You sure? Thanks, guys. I'll see you at the hotel, yeah?
Yeah.
The man helps the blonde-haired woman up. The dark-haired woman watches this. Then in the car.
Jess, when we get home, shall I phone Rachel's mum to see if Rachel wants to come for dinner on Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
When she comes round, she can help us plan your birthday party.
Okay.
Are you going to invite any boys this time?
The blonde-haired woman turns back round in her seat and touches the man who's driving on the leg. He flinches.
Are you okay? You seem a bit distant.
I'm fine.
Suddenly, the car collides into an oncoming van, carrying copper pipes on its roof. The pipes smash through the windscreen, skewering the man's head to his headrest. The car and the van are motionless in the road, stuck together, bumper to bumper, the pipes sticking out of the windscreen on the driver's side. Later, out of the darkness, a little girl emerges holding a cake, upon which is written, "Happy Birthday, Jessica." As the child blows out the candles, the blonde-haired woman is coming to on a hospital bed, a ventilator tube attached to her nose. She has a cut to her lip and bruises around her left eye. She sits up. She starts to take out the various drip feeds and pipes attached to her. She gets out of the bed.
Jess?
In her hospital gown, the young woman is now standing in the corridor, which is bathed in green light. She looks round in confusion.
Jessie!
The space behind her goes dark. She runs down the long corridor, dashing through areas of darkness and then green light. The darkness seems to pursue her, then engulfs her. Back in the light, she runs into the arms of one of the girls from her ill-fated boat trip.
Yes!
She's gone, Sam.
The young woman clutches the blonde-haired Sarah. They crouch on the floor of the corridor, while hospital life continues around them. The dark-haired girl standing nearby is sobbing too. She turns and walks away. The Descent. Then to the Appalachian Mountains in the USA, 1 year later. A curving road cuts through the miles and miles of forest. A silver 4x4 car is driving along the road.
Mud, blood and beer, or sweet Jesus. Great, turn that shite off.
In the passenger seat, Sarah's staring out of the window. Her companion from the hospital is driving the car. They pass a bullet-hole-strewn road sign. Welcome to Chattooga National Park.
That's frightening. Listen, we don't have to do this, you know. We can head back and stay in town. Get wasted, go to a barn dance.
No, that is frightening.
Sarah looks ahead thoughtfully and sighs.
You're right, we don't have to do this. But I'm not going to be the one to tell Juno.
She's a piece of work, man. She always brings us out into the middle of... Well, look at it.
She came to Scotland last year.
Yeah, and left pretty quickly.
The two women exchange glances as the trees form an endless procession beside the car. Dusk. The car pulls off the narrow road and slows down over some leaf-covered ground. It stops next to another Jeep-style vehicle. They are parked beside a large log cabin in the middle of the woods. The dark-haired girl is waiting for them on the veranda. She approaches them. Juno gives Sarah a hug.
Oh, come here. Oh. Let me look at you. Everything's going to be fine. Better. It's going to be great. Rebecca and Sam can't wait to see you. Why don't you go in?
Okay.
Give me these.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. Okay?
Yeah.
Juno and Beth watch Sarah walk towards the wooden house.
Ooh, very nice.
How is she?
Well, she's here. One step at a time, eh?
Sarah stops on some steps and exhales.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Do you look really good?
I just miss Sam.
Hey.
Juno hesitates at the doorway. Inside, Sarah and Beth embrace two more girls.
Okay, go.
Sam, thank you so much for your letter. It meant a lot to me.
Oh, Sarah, look, I'm so sorry I couldn't be there. You know, midterms and...
No, Sam's going to be Dr. Vennay in like a year's time.
No.
Please tell me it's longer than that.
I am so proud of my little sister.
Who wants a drink?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Beth,
mm-hmm.
I hear it all starts falling apart past 25.
Is that what they teach you at medical school, yeah? Take the piss.
Uh-huh.
Cheeky bitch.
Ow!
Can anyone make me feel any older? Oh, here we go.
Hello. All right, you must be the teacher.
Beth, Sarah, this is Holly, Juno's protege.
Really? I always thought Juno would eat her
young. Oh, nice.
I'm well able to handle myself, thanks very much. I've heard about you. You're that mentalist that jumps off buildings.
Ah, base jumping. You should try it. Seriously.
Yeah.
So you live in America now? Ran out of things to jump off in Galway.
Yeah.
Always searching for the next big high. Sure you know all about that.
Sorry?
Juno showed me a photo of when you used to climb together.
Oh,
no.
I found this classic picture.
Ah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Stay with us.
Oh, my God. That's bad.
Love each day.
Juno glances at Sarah.
It's just something Paul used to say.
Beth makes an expression of sympathy.
Anyway, cheers. Here's to our adventure.
Cheers. The sun is setting through the trees. Nighttime. Sam and Holly are out on the veranda.
Come on, light you bastard.
Have you done Borum Caverns before?
Oh, I saw it in a book once. It's for tourists. It's not adventure. Might as well have handrails on a fucking gift shop. You're a caver, jumper, climber. Yeah, you just do it and not give a shite. Or the thing that's bigger than you'll get you.
Sam has put on a large pair of novelty glasses with flashing lights in the rims.
You want adventure, Holly? When have I ever let you down?
What?
Holly,
tomorrow's gonna be awesome, okay?
Take this. Need it.
Juno clutches a large pendant around her neck. She looks out into the night sky thoughtfully. Later.
What about Josh, Sam? Are you guys still together?
Kind of, sort of, different shifts. Oh my god.
Beth in floral pajamas.
Don't say a fucking word, all right? It was a Christmas present.
She perches on the side of the sofa and stuffs a marshmallow into Juno's mouth.
What about you, Holly? Got a man?
Oh, I'm a sports folk like Juno.
What?
Rebecca too, I think.
Beth raises her eyebrows knowingly.
But when I'm older, I want to have lots of babies.
Sarah hesitates as she takes a swig of beer. Then the light from inside the wooden hut is extinguished and the little building is shrouded in darkness. Lying in her bed, Sarah's eyes are open. She has a look of concern. She sits up on the edge of her bed. Beth is asleep nearby. Sarah looks up. She gets up and crosses to the window. She stands in front of it, looking out into the darkness. Suddenly, a copper pipe plunges through the glass and into her head. She awakens from her nightmare. She sits up and recovers. She flops down. Then the early morning mist is covering the top of the forest. Juno is out jogging along the leaf-covered ground through the trees, her dark hair tied in a pigtail. She wears a light blue hooded top and dark sweatpants. She bounds up the steps to the hut and wipes her nose.
Oh. Wakey! Wakey.
I feel like roadkill. Give me 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Rebecca has a pair of dark sunglasses on. Then she pulls at some shower curtains and turns on the shower to cold. Meanwhile, Beth is sticking out her tongue in a mirror.
What do you call it? It's fucking freezing.
Holly!
Juno lifts her own leg so that it's stretched high above her head.
We're leaving at 7.
Don't be late. Try that.
Holly starts to lift her leg too.
The queen is dead. Long live the fucking queen!
Sarah's sitting on the edge of her bed taking a couple of pills. She leans her head back, swallows, and makes a face of revulsion. She puts the little pill bottle down.
Driving. If you
come
drive,
on.
We'll never
All
get
right.
there.
Paper, scissors, stone.
What?
Come on.
And you're a dick.
Okay.
Right.
There you go.
No, wait, best of three.
You can't fast
three.
Now.
Right, ladies! Group photo.
Okay, we gotta hurry up. We're
late.
You all look like shit, now just give me a smile.
Hat, no hat.
No hat.
All right.
The girls are leaning on the banister of the veranda, grinning at the camera. Out in the forest, a clearing with a dark pond. The road skirts round the edge of it, and the two 4x4s head past it.
I get that to me, I dump him on the spot.
Gino, are you sure we're going the right way?
Relax, I've never been lost in my life.
Marvellous.
The track has become narrower through the dense woodland.
So, have you done these caves before?
No, but they're only level 2, but quite safe, don't worry.
I wasn't.
The only danger is I fall asleep. Boredom caves, more like boredom caves.
The cars continue past a large stretch of water. One of the vehicles goes over a hump. They speed along the muddy path, then come to a stop.
Thanks.
The girls get out of the vehicles. Juno, Sarah and Sam. Holly opens the boot.
This one time in Galway, and I free climbed the cathedral, and the priest chased me down the road for half a mile. That was brilliant. Shouldn't have wasted the effort, though.
Holly,
the best out.
Rebecca, leave her alone.
Okay, guys, let's get moving. We're running late.
Juno shuts her car boot, and Rebecca shuts hers. The group head off up a grassy path.
Come on, keep up.
Hey, Holly, wait up!
Beth and Sarah are at the back of the group.
Oi, Carter, get to
Come
the back
on, bastard.
Juno stops and takes in her surroundings with a smile.
River about half a mile ahead. When we reach it, we follow it up to the mouth of the cave, okay?
How did she know there's a river up ahead? I can't hear a thing.
You'll probably smell it.
She came up here last week to check the route out. It's rule number 1, file a flight plan and stick to it. Rule number 2, don't go wandering off. When you think it's dark when you turn out the lights, well, down there, it's pitch black. You can get dehydration, disorientation, claustrophobia, panic attacks. Paranoia, hallucinations, visual and oral deterioration.
The river alongside them cascades down a series of large rocks. The group approaches the carcass of a dead moose.
Lovely, Holly. Real Kodak moment.
Don't touch it.
You wouldn't want to piss it off.
What do you think did that, Sam? A bear?
What is this? Nature detectives? Could have been Bigfoot for all you know. Come on. Stop poking it with a fucking stick.
Let's go. The dead animal has bloody marks around its mouth and neck. The group continue their steep journey along the side of the Rocky Mountain River. Juno stops and looks down.
This is it.
You're having a laugh.
Read that.
I'm an English teacher, not fucking Tomb Raider.
You're
be fine.
The girls look down over the edge of a large dark hole in the ground. Later, Juno hurls a rope into the abyss.
Okay, Sarah Beth, you're up next. Sam, stay with Becca. Okay. Do what she does and you'll be fine. Holly, safety first. I don't want any stunts this time. You okay?
No.
See you down there.
You make sure your cow's tail is locked there and there. You hold on to this like that.
Look, you know, I have done this before, you know.
I'm only looking after you.
And I appreciate it in small doses.
Juno slowly abseils down into the cave. A shaft of light picks up a stream of water raining down next to her. Back at the top, Sarah slowly begins her descent. Juno reaches the ground and looks around. Juno puts on the torch on the front of her helmet.
Oh my god, I'm gonna die.
Sarah reaches the bottom of the cave and looks round too. Beth steps up to her.
Piece of piss. Oh my god.
It's incredible.
Clear!
Back at the top, Holly is about to begin her descent. She looks over her shoulder, then speeds down the rope. The girls at the bottom have to avoid her landing on them.
Holly, we do this safely in order following my lead, okay?
Take it slow and easy.
The group of six girls have now assembled in the cave. Sarah peers over the edge of the ledge.
Juno.
Smartass.
Holly grabs a little video camera and films Sarah, who's looking around. Rebecca is looking up too. Sarah faces a rocky wall. Five bloody scratches have been etched into it. Sarah touches them and moves away. Juno is standing under the stream of water. Sarah is confronted by a stream of bats. She flaps her hands in front of her face wildly.
Okay, they're gone.
They look up at the bats flying out of the top of the cave.
One bat, two bats, 50 bats.
Sam looks round with a smile.
Which way? There's only one way out of this chamber, and that's down the pipe.
She puts a little ice axe in her belt, and the group start their descent down a dark, narrow gap in the rock. They each have torches attached to their helmets.
Okay.
One by one, they start to emerge on foot into another dark tunnel.
Okay.
Holly, chuck us your bag.
A flare is lit, illuminating the cavern they're in with pink light. Juno throws it ahead of her. Holly is filming the place with her camera. Another flare is lit.
Oh my god.
They're on a rocky shelf high up in the cave. They start to descend. Sarah takes in her surroundings with a look of wonder. She steps into a smaller area, holding her torch up. She looks around. She jumps down, and again holding her torch in front of her, she advances into a gap in the rocks. She shines her torch down another dark passage and frowns. Some water drips off the cave wall in front of her and lands in a puddle. She gets up and turns.
Buy anything?
Jesus Christ.
Come on, let's eat.
Juno leads Sarah away. Then the group are sitting in a large cavern.
Holly, you take a break.
I just want to take a few more shots. This cave's a lot cooler than I thought.
Rebecca throws an apple to Sam.
Hey, not hungry? You okay?
You know, I won't break, I'm fine. I asked you for this.
I know. Sarah? I haven't had a chance to say that I'm really sorry I didn't stay around longer after the accident.
Sarah looks at the floor. Juno has tears in her eyes.
Anyway, we'll hear for you now, okay?
Yeah. Look, sorry. I'm feeling a bit out of it. It's probably jet lag or something, so I'm just going to take a look around, okay?
Yeah, okay. Why don't you try and find us a way through, huh?
Hey, don't go too far.
Holly watches her go and frowns. She sits down next to Juno.
What's up with her? She looks like she's seen a ghost or something.
You're fine.
Sarah continues her exploration, shining her torch down a tunnel in the rock.
I found the next passage!
The group slowly assemble around her.
That's it. It's a bit small, isn't it?
Hey! I don't get this. But this is not how I imagine it from reading the book. That's why I don't trust books. Leaves too much room for interpretation.
Something wrong?
Yeah, it's nothing.
I'm taking point, guys.
Careful. Just find a way through. We'll wait here.
Holly begins to clamber into the passage. She flings her bag in front of her and looks around the narrow gap in the rock. Then she emerges from under a stone obstruction, out of some water. She's now in a long tunnel. She crawls along by her elbows. It's a very tight space indeed. The others remain at the entrance to the passage. Holly stops and again looks round. Juno appears out of the water, under the stone obstruction. The girls are now each at various stages of the route along the passage. Sarah is the last to go in. She throws her bag in. She looks round for a moment, then enters the gap.
Oh,
Beth emerges from the water. Juno and Holly pull her out. Sarah is trying to wriggle through the narrow tunnel.
Has already happened, okay, and you're still here. This is just a poxy cave, and there's nothing left to be afraid of, I promise, okay? Okay? Hey? Hey, listen, listen. Listen to me, you love this one. You love this one. How'd you give a lemon an orgasm? Come on, Sarah, what do you say? How'd you give a lemon an orgasm? What do? You tickle his citrus. Okay, that's better, come on. Okay, okay. All right, we're going to move now. Take hold of my arm, all right? I'm going to move slowly, that's it. Grab my arm. Okay, okay, come on. Just slowly, okay? Okay, come on.
The rope bag. I forgot the rope bag.
Okay.
Suddenly, a large piece of rock shifts above them in the tunnel.
Okay, fuck the rope bag. Okay, move. Now! Now!
As Sarah is pulled from the tunnel, a plume of dust pours out of the gap in the rock behind her. Darkness. The little girl again appears holding out a birthday cake with lit candles.
Sarah! Oh, you okay?
Right. Is everybody okay? Is everybody okay?
Don't fucking touch me, I'm fine.
Sarah, I'm here, I'm okay.
Okay, Beth, are you injured?
No, I'm fine.
Nobody moved till the dust is settled.
Oh, don't worry, Juno. We're not going anywhere.
Holly looks round at the pile of rocks.
You might be right about that. So what's the story now?
According to the guidebook, this cave system has three ways in and out. This is just one of them. Isn't that right, Juno? Juno, that's right, isn't it? You checked the book?
I didn't bring it.
What?
No point.
For Christ's sake, Juno. I knew it. I knew this wasn't right.
You filed a flight plan to Mountain Rescue. If we don't report in, they'll come looking for us.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to work, except I put in a flight plan for Borum Caverns, and this isn't Borum Caverns, is it, Juno?
We're in the wrong fucking cave.
Holly was right. Borum Caverns was a tourist trap. Don't try and pin this fucking shite on me.
This is not caving. This is an ego trip.
Come on, Rebecca. I didn't know this was going to happen. This is exactly what we believe in. We've always said if there's no risk, what's the point?
Well, don't try and justify this.
Where are we? It hasn't got a name. It's a new system. I wanted us all to discover it. No one's ever been down here before.
Fucking kidding.
Oh, God. How the hell are we supposed to get out?
There may not be a way out. Look, there's no going back now. We
have to find a way out of this chamber and keep pushing forward.
What do you think you're doing? We all trusted you. You told me this was going to be good for Sarah. Have you any idea what she's been through? No, because you couldn't get away fast enough, you selfish cow!
You're right, Beth. We all lost something in that crash.
Sarah holds her torch up apprehensively.
Just get us out of here.
Look, cave systems sometimes break ground. It's a small chance. But if we stay here, we'll die. Let's go.
Juno clears away the rocks from the entrance to the tunnel with her pickaxe. Another of the girls clambers into the dark space.
Freeze!
What?
Don't move, Sam! Just don't move! Stay right there!
Sam is now standing at the end of the tunnel, looking down at a huge black abyss beneath her. Juno throws a flare over to where the tunnel begins again. It's too far to jump. Juno frowns and looks down. The others have gathered at the edge. Beth drops a stone down into the darkness.
Thanks, Beth. I know how far down it is.
So, what now?
One of us has to get all the way across there so they can rig a line for you guys. I have 3 cams. I need at least 3 more. Where's the other rope bag?
Where is it? We lost it when the cave collapsed.
Rebecca clambers off the edge of the tunnel, and with Juno securing her rope, she hangs off the rock face by one arm. She reaches down and pulls out a bolt from her utility belt, which she wedges into a hole in the rock. She secures her rope into a clip on the bolt. Still hanging by her arms, she maneuvers herself along the rock face. She pulls out another bolt and attaches it into the stone.
Got it.
The others watch as she continues to creep along towards the other edge.
What are you waiting for? You okay? What's wrong? There's nothing. I'm all right.
Okay. She spotted another bolt in the rock that someone else has placed there. She pulls out another of her clips and attaches it to the bolt.
All right, more slack. More slack, thanks.
She feeds the rope through the last clip. The group watches from the other side. Juno takes up the slack on her rope.
Well done.
Okay. Throw me the red rope.
Sam throws a long rope across the chasm. Via a winch and harness, Holly is the first to make her way along the divide.
Come on.
The winch is set back to the original group. Sam is next across.
Now you make it look easy.
Well, you make it look hard.
Now Beth starts her trip across.
Don't look down, Beth. Keep going. Just keep going.
You're okay, you're safe. Good. There you go.
Juno helps Sarah into the harness.
Is this about me or you?
The two women stare at each other.
It's about us. Getting back to what we used to be. I wanted us to claim this place. Name it. I thought maybe your name.
Or maybe yours.
Sarah pulls herself along the rope.
You're doing well. Come on. Come on. There you are.
She clambers over onto the other side. Juno unclips the pulley system.
Juno! We'll need everything we got. Haul it in.
Sarah complies, and Juno watches for a moment, then kisses the pendant around her neck. Again hanging by her arms, she maneuvers slowly across the rock face, pulling out the bolts from the rock as she goes. She slips and plummets downwards, but is saved by the rope around her waist. The bolt that it's attached to suddenly gives way, and Juno is thrust against the rock.
Juno, it's okay, we've got you! I'm gonna pull!
Juno climbs back up the rock face. It's badly cut. Juno has reached the others. She has a coldly determined expression.
Let's go.
What does it mean?
It means we're not the first.
It's a pit, all right. Well, if the cave is down here before, surely there's a better chance of us getting out.
This equipment's at least 100 years old. No one uses stuff like this anymore. Besides, if anyone had been down here and made it out, they would have named it already. Beck, are you okay?
I am.
Holly! How does it look?
It's tight again, but I can get through.
Okay, keep going. We'll be right behind you.
Holly climbs downwards. Her headlamp is the only light in the darkness.
Hey, there's something down here!
Beth and the rest of the group join her and shine their torches on the walls, revealing primitive cave drawings of animals.
Guys, it's amazing, but the batteries on our lights will run out, so I suggest we keep moving.
Wait a minute, wait!
What is it, Beth?
Juno, light up one of your flares.
Beth, we don't have time for this.
Just light a flare.
Juno frowns at Rebecca.
Really lovely, Beth, but it's fucking useless.
No, look at it. What do you see? But the mountain, the cave, and there's two entrances.
Juno stares at the drawing.
You are a fucking genius.
Have my moments.
This means there's another way out.
Let's find out.
Holly disappears behind a rock. Beth gives Juno a triumphant look. The group follow Holly. Something is dripping behind them.
Bastard!
Which way?
Holly, give me a ladder. Come on, here.
Juno holds the lighter's flame into several gaps in the rock. In one, there is a draft, which makes the flame flicker.
That one! Hey! Holly!
Holly rushes into the gap.
Holly! Slow down! Holly! Careful! Daylight! I can see daylight! Holly! Kip! Slow down! Holly! It's not daylight!
Holly has slipped down a hole. Juno grabs her hand.
Help me!
Hold on!
Guys! Holly! Holly!
But Holly slips from Juno's grasp and plummets downwards.
Sam! Get down here! Holly! Holly!
Holly sits up in the darkness. Holly's head slumps back.
Think I hurt my leg!
Don't move! We're coming to get you!
Holly sits up again. The light from her helmet lamp reveals that she has broken her left leg and a bloody piece of bone is sticking out of her trousers.
Oh, no!
She lies back down on the ground. The group descend into the hole. Sam cuts open Holly's trousers, revealing the gaping wound and the exposed bone.
Oh, that's fucking disgusting!
Beth, not here, not now! We need help! Everybody grab a corner, we need to move her out of the water! Nice and easy now, and... lift! Oh! 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 Juno, find something to make me a splint out of! Beth!
Okay, I've got her!
Hey, Juno, use one of the ice axes!
It'll be all right, sweetheart.
Sarah stops and turns. She slowly makes her way from the group into a dark passageway.
Okay.
Sarah! Juno! I'm gonna need your help here.
Sarah!
Juno! Take hold of her arm. You're gonna have to hold her down.
What are you gonna do? I need to dress the wound and rig up a splint, but I can't do that while the bone is protruding. I need to push it back in.
I hate you.
I know.
Sarah picks up what appears to be an old metal helmet. She turns it over as she examines it.
Bite down on this!
Keep okay. Hold her.
Just fucking bite down.
Holly spits out her restraint. Sarah puts the helmet down and turns, looking shocked. She hesitantly turns on her torch and holds it up. She shines its light into the darkness beyond with a look of anxiety. She sees the leg of a pale, naked creature, human, yet ghoulish. It scurries away.
What are you doing?
I just saw something ahead in the tunnel.
Sarah, I promise you I'm going to get you out of here, but I can't do it unless you're with me. Sarah,
Sarah.
Sarah, look at me. There's nothing there.
Sarah moves past her.
That's the best I can do. It'll hurt like hell, and you won't be able to put any weight on it, but at least you can move.
They combed these mountains for gold centuries ago. Anyone trapped down here would be a skeleton by now.
That's just what it looked like.
What looked like?
Sarah thinks she saw someone back
there. So what?
I don't think I saw someone. I saw someone!
No, you heard something, and you saw what you wanted to see. It's the dark. It plays tricks on people.
I can describe to you exactly what I saw.
What did you see?
A man. I saw a man.
Now, are you sure?
Yes! And it's not the first time. I thought I saw someone before, but now I'm sure. Look, if there's somebody down here, then maybe they can help get us out.
Sarah, there's no one down here. Forget about it.
Hey, we have to get Holly out of here. Okay, this is all that matters right now.
Beth!
What do we do?
It's okay. Jesus! Fuck me.
She looks up. The dripping water splashes her face.
Why are we walking away? There was daylight back there.
It wasn't daylight. It was phosphorus in the rock. We're 2 miles underground. The only light down here is ours.
Ah! Well, it looked like fucking daylight to me.
Juno again holds up a cigarette lighter. The flame flickers.
Right, Tana!
They gather in another passageway with water dripping over them. Juno starts to climb up some rocks in front of them. The rest of the group join her and clamber up to a new cave, which is pitch black apart from their helmet lamps.
Jesus, what is this place?
Holly, where's the infrared button?
Holly clicks something on the video camera and passes it to Sarah. The viewfinder shows the floor is strewn with bones.
Dead animals. Hundreds of them.
This is not good, guys.
Can we get out of here?
Which way?
Come on.
Juno holds up the lighter.
I don't know. What do you mean you don't know?
There's no breeze. It could be any one of these tunnels. Take your pick.
Oh, fuck it.
Hello! Please.
A pale, ghoulish figure appears in the viewfinder. It scurries away and ascends into the roof of the cave.
Get on the roof! What was that? Jesus!
Fucking no, did she? What the fuck was that? I don't know, it moved so fast I could barely see it!
Have you seen anyone climb like that before? I told you I saw someone!
That was not a human being!
Screw this! Let's take our chance and pick a tunnel! Move!
Juno heads off, followed by Sarah. They stop and exchange glances. They retreat back to the group.
What's happening?
Oh, shit. He's circling us.
The girls all stand motionless, Juno's orange flare lighting the cavern.
Where is it?
This way! Matt! Hi!
Another of the demons stands in front of them.
Oh,
Holly is left stranded, and the naked monster leaps on her and bites her in the throat, spitting blood and flesh from its mouth. Holly flops onto the ground.
Holly!
The creature rushes back and butts Juno away from Holly's body. Juno and the cave monster pull at Holly's body. Beth tumbles into a puddle. Juno is still struggling to pull Holly's body from one of the creatures. She raises her ice axe and brings it down near Holly's head. She swings it at the demon. Juno bares her teeth. The monster looks round. Another of the creatures jumps on her back. They roll on the ground. Juno struggles wildly. Seems to be about to bite her neck, but she manages to pin it down. Reaching for her axe, she plunges it repeatedly into the beast. Blood spurts into the air. She stands looking down at it. She flinches, swings round, and sticks the axe into Beth's neck. She looks shocked. Beth stares at her with a look of confusion and sinks slowly to her knees. Beth clutches at Juno, grabbing her pendant and slumping to the ground. The ice axe swings in Juno's grasp. Juno looks horrified. Beth clutches the little pendant and lies trembling. Juno backs away. Quivering in horror, Juno leaves Beth on the ground and disappears into the shadows. Sam and Rebecca are in another dark passageway. Rebecca holds a fluorescent light.
Go.
Rebecca follows Sam away, holding the light. Behind her, a pale and crouching cave monster is revealed. Then the back of a little girl standing in the darkness. The girl turns round and has the face of one of the vampire cave dwellers. Sarah opens her eyes. She's lying on the floor. Her face is shown in the night vision viewfinder of the camera. She retches and gets up. She picks up the camera and looks in the viewfinder. Human skulls are lying at her feet. There are other human bones and remains, spinal cords and bony hands, the head of a dead dog. She looks up and steps gingerly into a crevice in the cave wall. She again uses the night vision on the camera to see in the dark. She starts to edge out of the hole. Something drops in front of her. The camera's night vision reveals that it's Holly's body. Sarah watches in the viewfinder as a group of the cave demons gather around the body. She closes her eyes as the monsters tear at her dead companion's flesh. Sam and Rebecca emerge into another area of the cave system. Sam has the lamp on her helmet on. Rebecca carries the fluorescent green light. Rebecca steps forward and looks up hesitantly. She retreats towards Sam, who now holds up the green light. Rebecca lies down in a narrow gap in between the rocks. Sam drops the light on the ground. She carefully climbs into the space beside Rebecca. Sam extinguishes her helmet lamp. Meanwhile, the creatures feast on Holly's body. Blood flies into the air. Sarah retches again. One of the creatures turns. Its face, pale and hairless with no nose, stares into the camera. It's right in front of Sarah, who tries to stay motionless, leaning her head back. Juno enters a passageway. The demon moves away from Sarah. Juno again holds up the lit cigarette lighter and proceeds forward. One of the creatures is crawling towards the green light. Sam and Rebecca lie still, clutching one another as it approaches them. It's on all fours beside them, moving its head carefully. Eyes turn in its head. Rebecca and Sam have theirs firmly shut as it crawls slowly away and climbs up the cave wall.
Can't see us.
The alarm on Sam's watch goes off. The demon rushes back towards them. Sam struggles to take the watch off and then flings it into the nearby dirt. The monster sniffs the object and touches it with its face. Juno is holding up her torch.
Becca! Becca! Becca!
Becca!
It's Juno.
The noise she's making, she'll bring every one of those things down on her head.
As long as it's not on mine.
Juno reaches the wall of a cave. An arrow has been etched into the rock. Sarah is now moving cautiously amongst the bones and remains. Her camera picks up the face of Holly in the screen. An old paraffin lamp is on the floor. She gets down on the ground and picks it up. She shakes it and drops it. She moves the camera around so that she can see the splint on Holly's leg. She pulls out her knife and starts to cut at the bandages.
Sarah!
Juno lifts her torch and finds one of the pale cave creatures in its beam ahead of her. It moves away. With a look of defiance, Juno strides forward. Sarah is still crouched over Holly's body. Sam edges cautiously out of her hiding place, bathed in the green light of the lamp. Rebecca holds her ice axe and the lamp together and leads Sam away. Meanwhile, Sarah unscrews the bottom of the lamp and shakes it. She reaches for her utility belt and pulls out a metal climbing clip. She strikes it against the rock. A spark flies out and lights her makeshift flaming torch. She holds it over the head of Holly for a moment. Then she gets up and turns round one way, then the other, wafting the torch in front of her. Rebecca is cautiously leading her sister along a narrow passage.
Okay.
She leaps round a corner.
Okay. It's all clear.
Sam puts on her helmet lamp and moves slowly towards the corner. She glances round at Rebecca, then turns the corner. Rebecca turns round. She holds up the green lamp. She pauses, then moves towards the corner too. One of the demonic cavemen appears above her. Rebecca swings her light and axe at the creature. Suddenly, the demon grabs her. As it goes in for the kill, an ice axe is thrust into its back. Juno now strides towards the monster and wrings its neck. Rebecca spits at it. Juno pulls out the axe. Rebecca has a relieved look on her face. Sam watches Juno.
They took Holly. Beth's dead.
Sam looks down and kicks the creature. Juno looks away and puts her hand up to her face. Sam crouches down.
I don't know. When it does look human.
Come on. We need to find the way out before those things bite
us. No.
Sam, tell us what we're fighting.
Well, they're totally blind. And judging from what we've seen, I'd say they use sound to hunt with. Like a bat. And they've evolved perfectly to live down here in the dark.
Whatever they are, they go to the surface to hunt. And they bring their food back down here to eat through an entrance. Listen, if we can stay quiet enough and evade these fuckers, I think I found the way out. What do you think? The climbing gear we found. Whoever brought that down here marked their route. Those markings.
What are we waiting for?
Sarah.
The three of them get up.
I'm not leaving without Sarah.
She puts her axe back in her belt. Meanwhile, Sarah is still holding her flaming torch, making her way through the bone-strewn cavern. Sarah lifts something off Beth.
Oh, God. Oh, God. No.
Sarah. Run.
I'm getting you out of here.
Don't touch me.
Beth is covered in blood.
I heard you not calling me. I'm going to go and find it, and we're going to come back, and we're going to get you out.
No.
Sarah takes Beth's hand and finds the little pendant in it, which she looks at.
This is Juno.
She looks down at Beth. Sarah wipes the blood off it. Inscribed into it is the phrase, "Love each day." Sarah leans over her friend, then looks round. With some trepidation, Beth closes her eyes. Sarah lifts a large stone above her head and brings it down. Sarah frowns to herself, staring at the ground. A small cave demon leaps on her back. Sarah struggles to throw it off. It falls to the ground. She stamps on it repeatedly. Sarah picks up a flaming torch and looks round. A female demon is crawling towards her. It crouches over the body of its young. Turns its head in Sarah's direction. Sarah runs off. She falls into a large blood-filled pool. She disappears into the red liquid. A couple of bubbles break the surface. Then her head slowly rises out of it. She glances behind her and starts to get out. The mummy demon suddenly appears. It grabs her and pulls her back in. They struggle. Sarah thumps her and again tries to escape. But again, the demon pulls at her. Sarah reaches for a knife-shaped bone. As the creature grapples with her, she sticks the bone in its eye. The monster flops backwards into the bloody water. Sarah clambers on her tummy, out of the pool, up onto a large rock, and reaches for her flaming torch. She lies very still against the stone, her hair and face dripping with blood. One of the creatures climbs onto the rock and squats down. One of its hands is pressing against Sarah's head. It opens its mouth, and some slimy liquid oozes out and drops onto Sarah's hair. It crawls away. Sarah stretches her arm over the side of the rock. The cave demon is prowling nearby. Sarah watches it without moving. The creature turns. Sarah clubs it with a large bone and slams the weapon into its face. She picks up her flaming torch and stands surveying her surroundings. With a cold, angry look upon her face, she nods very gently to herself and lifts her head up. Juno holds up her torch and backs down a passageway.
Sarah! Look, she's dead, Juno! We can't wait for her!
Come on!
Sam rushes off into the darkness.
Sarah!
Juno crouches down. Then she stops, turns round and gets up very slowly. She points her torch in front of her. The beam of light falls on a large group of vampire cavemen. The girls rush to the pitch-black cave system with only their little helmet lamps guiding their way. Sam crawls along a little tunnel, then gets to her feet. She has reached another chasm. She stares down over the edge. She feels her utility belt. She starts to climb up the rock face. She pushes a bolt into a crack in the stone. Rebecca's rushing down a passage with Juno behind her.
Fuck! Just stop her! I'll be right behind you!
Sam attaches a clip to the bolt in the rock. She looks down at her blood-covered hands and hangs for a moment off the rope attached to the bolt. She slowly climbs up the rope. Juno appears in the tunnel. Sam produces a knife. One of the demons crawls along the top of the cavern to her and swipes its claws at her. It reaches forward and tears out Sam's throat. Sam manages to stick her knife in the monster. It falls off the cave ceiling. Sam hangs lifeless from the rope, her neck gushing blood. Another demon appears in the tunnel and drags Rebecca onto the ground. As Juno watches in shock, it devours Rebecca. Its head is swaying from side to side as it gorges on her entrails. Rebecca's face is splattered with blood. Juno jumps off the edge of the tunnel and into the water below. One of the cave creatures is motionless beside her. Suddenly it comes to life, grabbing her. Juno twists the knife that Sam had left in his chest, and as blood starts to seep from the wound, the creature goes limp. Juno swims to the surface. She looks round as she treads water. She puts her bag over her shoulder and starts to climb out of the water and up the cavern wall. Water pours down the rocks beside her. Juno has almost reached an opening in the rock above her. She bends backwards. A figure reaches out of the opening and grabs her, dragging her up. It's Sarah. She looks out of the hole at Sam's lamp, still swinging on the ceiling, her face and hair caked in dried blood. She stares coldly at Juno.
I'm at you. Rebecca.
Juno shakes her head very gently.
What about Beth?
Sarah looks down.
You saw her die?
Juno nods her head slightly.
Come on.
Juno now holds a lit flare. She leads the way along the passageways. They pass the arrows etched in the walls. Sarah follows with her flaming torch in one hand and ice axe in the other. They enter a small cave and stop. Sarah raises the axe. In front of them are a group of the demons perched on rocks. Juno holds out her axe too. One of the monsters crawls slowly towards them.
Come on. Come on.
Another prowls nearby. One of them jumps on Juno. Sarah swings her flaming torch. Juno fights the cave creatures. Suddenly, Sarah is pulled to the ground. One of the monsters grabs her, but she sticks her axe in its head. As she pins it to the ground, another of the demons climbs on her back, but she pulls it off. The fight continues. Sarah lashes out, punching them off her. She sticks her thumbs in one of the demon's eye sockets. Juno bashes her attacker's head against the rock. Another of the demons lunges at her, but she thumps it, stuffs the flare in its mouth, then drives the ice axe into its skull. Sarah takes her thumbs out of the creature's eye sockets. Sarah picks up her axe, and the two women stand facing each other. With a cold stare, Sarah reveals Juno's pendant in the palm of her hand. Juno looks at it. She looks at Sarah. Sarah just stares at her. Then Sarah slowly swings the axe above her head and brings it down into Juno's leg. With a wild and scornful look, Sarah starts to move slowly away from Juno. She now turns, and picking up her flaming torch, she rushes out of the cave. With a grimace, Juno pulls the axe out of her leg and holds it up defiantly. She turns round. A large group of the pale monsters are gathering around her. Sarah looks round, but as she runs away, she falls down a hole. She manages to hang onto the top of it, but she's losing her grip, and she slides downwards back into the bone-strewn cavern. She lies on the ground, eyes closed. The light changes. She opens her eyes. She looks up and is now crawling into a shaft of daylight. She climbs a steep slope covered in bones towards the source of the light, an opening at the top of the cave. Her hand thrusts up through some twigs and moss. She pulls her head out into the fresh air and gasps. She clambers out of the hole. She rushes down the rocks by the river's edge, pausing for a moment. She's now running through the trees. She falls down a mossy bank and stumbles towards one of the 4x4 vehicles. She opens the door and climbs in. She pulls the keys out of the sun visor and reverses the car back. She swings the car around and speeds off down the muddy track. The car hits a bump at speed and lurches up. It heads across a large puddle, sending spray into the air. The car rushes past the body of water. It turns a bend, then reaches the main road. Sarah checks her wing mirror, then brings the car to a stop at the side of the road. She rests her blood-covered head on the steering wheel and sobs. A truck carrying logs drives past. Sarah winds down her window and vomits down the side of the car. As she sits back in the seat, Juno is sitting in the passenger seat beside her. Sarah's back lying in the bone-strewn cavern. She opens her eyes and looks up. She starts to get up. She looks down. A little girl is offering her a cake with candles on it and "Happy Birthday, Jessica" written on it. A little girl is now kneeling in front of her, smiling. With a light from the flaming torch flickering against her face, Sarah stares down at the ground, where the child has disappeared. The end.